to focus on this particular aspect of it now is because we've gone through, you know, a couple months now of everything, all the focus being on comparing federal and private sector pay and a pay freeze. And, you know, now that that's sort of set, for at least for the time being,
yeah,
the big issue now is that the next issue that's likely to loom, especially with OPM saying this week, listing essentially all the things that
all the exceptions
doesn't apply
yeah.
to, things like performance raises and step increases, that kind of thing, that's going to raise the question, I think, of pay for performance. And I would expect this to be the next big thing, especially in the GOP House, is, you know, what are exactly, why are so many people getting raises, getting these kind of performance raises all the time, and do we have a pay for performance issue? And so I think this is there's our feeling that this is likely to be something that's going to be on the agenda very soon.
Well, and the report, your story does a great job of detailing out all the systems, pay for performance systems, and there have been a heap of them that haven't worked. This seems to be very difficult in government for some reason.
Yeah, it really is a very, very tough nut to crack. And part of, you know, as our reporter Emily Long looked back on this, you know, part of the issue is, of course, that in the federal context, I think people always tend to be leery that there's favoritism of a political nature or some other nature.
Right.
And they're very sensitive to how performance is evaluated. And that tends to be, you know, that's the first step. Everybody agrees in having a credible pay-for-performance system is having a good performance management system, and that it's been very difficult for agencies to get past that first step.
Well, and the other go ahead.
I was just going to say, ironically, the National Security Personnel System, which is in the process of being phased out, there seems to be some consensus that they did a pretty good job with the performance management piece of it, that it wasn't bad. It was in the link between that and pay that things started to break down.
And explaining how it all worked, the transparency of it, what did you actually have to do to actually make it happen that the breakdown seemed to occur?
Yes. Exactly.
And one of the real challenges here, of course, is that it's in government, there are so many things that can impact performance. You don't just have the bottom line, which oftentimes in the private sector, that's the be all and end all goal. Did we make money? Did we not make money?
Right.
That can be more difficult because you have so many, this year where people aren't going to really know their budgets until sometime in March, if they're lucky. That's a real impact, and that's not the employee's issue. That's outside. That's above their pay grade.
Right. That's right. That there, it can be a much bigger challenge in the federal arena to set effective standards for what constitutes good performance. But it's not impossible.
Right.
And it has been done on a pilot project level. And I think there's, some of this is that managers don't really want to do it.
Yeah,
it's a substantial additional responsibility for them, and it's not easy, and it puts them on the hook for really communicating well with employees, and that's the part that is, you know, it becomes a real challenge for managers. Is to do it effectively, you have to have regular feedback, and you have to have very good communication. These are not things that agencies are historically great at.
Well, it's also this, you know, I've been watching the OPM results-only work environment, and part of the real thing that comes out of that is, guess what, you focus on results. I think a lot of the pay-for-performance thing, it focuses on results. All of a sudden, you know, when you're at work, well, that's not a measurement that people care about. How much work did you actually get done? Are there results for what you did? And that can be much more challenging, and you have to communicate
right.
that all the way through the process.
Yeah. And now, of course, you know, and with more and more people teleworking and the requirement to develop standards for people who do telework, it may put more pressure on agencies and managers to say, hey, you've just got to do this. You've got to figure out how to do it and how to set standards for people, whether they're in the office or not. And so there may be some incentive there to really push these things forward.
And there was a lot of discussion. I know a lot of people thought, some people concerned, some people thinking, hey, this is a real opportunity for the Obama administration, depending on how you view pay for performance, but that the Obama administration may actually push pay for performance, may be able to do this in a way that even a Republican couldn't bring about.
Yeah, it's very possible they could. And what's sort of interesting to me is there may be a moment here where you could really tackle this performance management piece because you have 2 years where pay won't factor into it.
Right.
You know, it's just not going to be, that part of it is just on hold. So you could really focus on saying, let's not get it all wrapped up in the pay issue, but let's tackle this performance management piece and see if we can come up with a with a credible system. Now, it's a highly contentious political environment, so coming up with something that will satisfy employees and the Obama administration and managers and Republicans on Capitol Hill, that may be tricky.
But it could also be an opportunity where you go to Republican lawmakers and say, hold on, let's focus on performance. I mean, it's hard to find people that would disagree with even that. If somebody's performing and you come up with a reliable way of doing that, those people reward them, don't reward others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One would think that would be an idea.
One would think. And all this, of course, we're making this all sound very, very easy. And of course, we know that it's not easy at all. And if it were that easy, people would just do it. But
yeah,
it's a complex issue. It's a fantastic story. It's one of the big issues that I think is just fascinating. We have a link to the story online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. When you were editing this thing, one big takeaway for you?
I think the big takeaway is the difficulty of getting through this initial hurdle that we talked about with performance management. One of the things that one of the experts said in the piece, which I thought was interesting, is that government just hasn't really done a good job of studying why these things have failed in the past, why they haven't worked. If we could come up with an answer for why we've had trouble doing this, it would go a long way toward figuring out the best way to do it and actually get it done.